Sheila was wondering there where her grandfather's nickname came from, wasn't she? And someone else who's been pondering on names is Let's Talk columnist Keith Skipper. Here's Neil with Keith's latest flights of fancy.
I have a useful theory about T.S. Eliot's famous warning that April is the cruelest month. He had just taken on an allotment, inevitably described by his poetic friends as the wasteland, and realised the plot would soon thicken with tough jobs like breeding lilacs out of the dead soil. He might have made a perfect celebrity gardener on the current media merry-go-round, digging terse verse or the folk quartets sound like ratings winners, but he tends to be wary of trendy critics after one reveal his name almost spelt toilets backwards. Out of such a palindromic niceties can initial publicity be fashioned. As someone who has suffered the slings and arrows of outrageous name-calling since being born a skipper nowhere near the sea, I sympathise with countless others destined for cheap shots from punny headline writers, so-called friends with safe havens like Jones, Smith, Taylor, Wilson, or Stanicletrot. I was reduced to cabin boy by a chemistry master who made sure I got nowhere near a Bunsen burner. I was christened Skippy by school chums with a weird liking for that silly television bush kangaroo able to describe how seven souls were clinging to life in an old mine shaft just 20 miles north of Alice Springs. I became Skip to a host of sad people, unable to risk the urge to stick rubbish in front of it. My younger brother got the mini-skip treatment when he arrived at the grammar school. I left to await the golden chance of a footballer reporter's lifetime to tie up two Norwich City players in a headline after victory at Charlton on Easter Sunday, Hot Cross Bone Day. That was about as much atonement I needed before returning to my sensitive role as consoler of those afflicted by clever clogged labels. I did make one small exception, however, when a national newspaper headlined Queen in Brawl at Palace. It referred to Crystal Palace footballer Jerry Queen being sent off for fighting. Thank goodness Joe Royal wasn't involved. Of course, the right name for the job can be a blessing as much as a curse when it comes to regular advertising. I'll never understand why Joe Root didn't take up hairdressing, or how Alistair Cook failed to appreciate the joys of lemon drizzle and lumpy dough ahead of lofty drives and late dabs. A few spoil sports claim there are so many cooks spilling the broth across our television channels it's hard to find a programme without oven, apron, overheated acting and a big spoon for stirring. On the political front, I hear Nicola Sturgeon is seeking a vote in favour of Scott setting up an independent kitchen, while House of Commons Speaker Lindsay Hoyle is set to invite hungry honourable members to purchase in-house food when he calls order. Among delicacies likely to be teasing taste buds are black rod blancmange, cross-party croissant, backbench buns, chamber muesli, early day motion surprise, late night sitting soup, marginal sweets, majority gruel, austerity cutlets, and Brexit brulee, with Westminster waffles to follow.